Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, a special invitation to Debbie, who called us yesterday, like with 3 minutes left in the program, with a very complicated issue about her husband's ex-wife and his ex-mother-in-law. Or no, I guess it's her mother-in-law now. It's still her husband's mother, which is really hard to do in like 3 minutes. So, Debbie, call us back. We were going to help you call back, and somehow we got disconnected, but you're always welcome to call. But, folks, if you're, I mean, unless you're calling me with a question can be answered, yes, no, or maybe in about, 15 seconds, calling with 3 minutes left in the program is probably going to be a little frustrating to us all. To you, because I'm not probably going to be able to help much. To me, because I'm not going to be able to help much. And to the listeners, because they're saying, how come they waited this long? So call earlier. All right? Like now. 855-993-7569. So, the saga of the peril of Pauline, that would be me, and the hacker. The hacker has not only decided to sort of try to raid my bank accounts, which so far, knock on wood, has been unsuccessful, because I guess since 2008 the laws about transfers have changed radically, which are sort of a pain in the neck under ordinary circumstances, but a godsend if someone's hacked into your email account. So that's good. But now they've sent actually an email blast, and I've heard from people I haven't heard from in years. It turns out I went to try and send an email blast, and apparently, number one, you can only do it to 500 emails at a time, and it turns out I have 1,500. I don't even know how that happened. But what I don't really understand is how the bad guys can send a blast email and I can't. What is that? And the bad guys can get $800 out of my account and I can only get 500 at a time? What's that? I mean, how come the bad guys can do better than I can do? Well, you could argue they're smarter, which I probably wouldn't even argue, but geez Louise, it sort of seems like there should be sort of more balance in the universe, that if the bad guys know how to do it, I should know how to do it. Apparently not. At any rate, so I heard from gobs of people who said, oh, I can hardly wait for the dinner party, because the invitation says, I'd like to invite you to a special dinner party. So all these people said, oh, great, no, I've been hacked. And so I heard from a lot of people that I hadn't heard from in a long time, which was good. I heard from some people I hadn't heard from in a long time that I just assumed never hear from again, so that wasn't so good. And I'm probably not going to have a dinner party. I mean, all these people say, oh, great, she's having a dinner party. And somebody actually responded of, wow, that was really going to be great because my birthday's this next week, and I thought I'd at least get some celebration because everybody I know is dead. None of my friends like me. So I wrote back and said, do you want me to take you out? So it turns out there's a whole different world out there that who knew? I do have to figure out how to send email blasts, though. I don't know how to do that. I know you can only do it 500 at a time. And I got to the point where I could sort of hit the little button that said all, but then I don't know how to send the email. But the cavalry is coming, so hopefully they will teach me how to do this. And I was about to have to get a new computer anyway, but I decided, let all the problems be on the old computer. We'll start fresh. Manny, how long do you have a computer at home?
I have a laptop, yes.
So how long do you figure the life expectancy of your computer is?
We may find out soon, because I've had mine for about 5 years.
Yeah. I think, honey, that in dog years, you're about to expire.
Yeah, it's actually still going pretty well, though. I mean, it's...
For some reason, laptops...
probably needs a new battery. I can never really have it without... I can never really use it without it being, like, plugged in.
Plugged in.
Charger.
Yeah.
So I need to replace the battery on it, but it still runs pretty well. It's not incredibly slow or anything.
Why do laptops work better basically than desktops? Maybe because we use them less? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know either. But, yeah, I think you're probably in the same. I was thinking about buying, sort of having to shop around. And so all of a sudden occurred to me that my cell phone was worth. It was basically a new cell phone. It wasn't a new cell phone, but it worked really well. And it was worth $250 as a trade-in. So I figured, well, my desk, my computer, it still works fine. It's just not, it's a little slow-ish. Guess how much my fancy desktop is worth? Now, given the fact my phone is worth $250, how much do you think my computer is worth?
I would say $600 or $700, maybe.
$67.50.
Wow.
I know. And I'm not sure why, because I know that they can refurbish phones, but they can also refurbish computers, because if you go online and look for computers, they'll say refurbished. So I don't know why this one runs fine. It's pretty. There's nothing really wrong with it except I have to use it for work, so it has to be much more reliable. All right, well, staying with the theme of, I don't know what the theme is. Don't call me in the last 3 minutes of the program, maybe the theme. All right, according to Manny, today is the National Aviation Day, which is pretty cool. I'm not sure why it's Aviation Day, because in 1909, the first automobile race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway was run. So it should be National Automobile Day, but it's not. It's National Aviation Day. And according to Manny, and I'm hoping that he and Trevor are going to have a smackdown around this. Who would win? I think you would win in a smackdown with Trevor, wouldn't you? Or I don't know. What do you think?
I'm not sure.
Pretty evenly matched?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably never, neither of you would smack each other. You'd probably just smack me around. Because both of them are claiming on their days that it's National Soft Ice Cream Day, which either means that they both like soft ice cream, I would guess, and hoping that if it's National Soft Ice Cream Day, somebody will gift them with a soft ice cream. Is that it? That both of you got together and decided to make a conspiracy?
I blame it on my internet hiccup. I think.
Okay.
It may have.
Well, it may. I don't even know.
Maybe it's 2 straight days. I don't know. Maybe it is.
Yeah. Why not? You know what? It. I just figured it out. It melted. So it's both yesterday and then melted into today, right? Because have you ever had a soft ice cream in this kind of weather? I mean, you can't get it out of the store before it's all over your arm, and dripping down your elbow, right? That's what it is.
Although it's only 59 degrees right now here.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. It's 59 and rainy. We only had a high of like 65 yesterday.
I'm coming where you are. Because it's cool today here.
I wear my fleece hoodie into work in August.
Your fleece hoodie.
Yeah.
I would kill for that at this moment. We are, today is actually not bad. It's only about 84, 85 degrees, but it's really humid, so it feels like, and it's been 90 for the last, I think, 14 years. We are really having a dog day August, but at least I figured out the ice cream. All right, today actually doesn't exist in history. I don't know how to tell you that, but if you were born in today, it's like a leap year day. All right, so we've got, in 1909, the first automobile race in Indianapolis, right, on an aviation day, hello, and the Gold Rush in California was publicized for the first time today in 1848, although, which tells you something, all right? This is in 1848. The New York Herald broke the news on the East Coast of the Gold Rush in California, even though it started in January, which by my calculations is 8 months ago. So it took a little longer. Talk about your basically slow communication speed. So all of this seems to me to be of a single cloth. My computer being hacked, Manny and my computers being on their last little digital legs, the idea that we have National Soft Ice Cream Day for the second day melting all over everything, so it's not really a day in history. I think we should just ignore it. So today is the day, as far as I'm concerned, ollie ollie home free, which doesn't mean you can rob a bank and get away with it. But it means you can call me for free. What a concept. 855-993-7569. Bah humbug in August. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, welcome, Debbie. I'm so glad. Listen, you have the entire nearly 3 hours with me today, so this is great. We can talk, we can discuss everything. All right, Debbie called yesterday, as I said, at the tail end of the program. And look, I understand that you guys sort of get the impulse. I know it's hard. You know, you think, oh my goodness, what if somebody hears me and all the little butterflies? And then you call when you call, and then you probably don't look at the clock, but I have to. And so I said, Deb, look, all right, so let me just give Deb, let me give everybody kind of an update, and you can fill in. One of the things I forgot to ask you yesterday, you mentioned that you called me in the 90s and you were trying to decide whether or not to go to graduate school on the other coast, and you were with somebody.
Yes.
And I said, yeah, go ahead, you know, you'll always regret it if you don't, and you blame him. Now, is the guy that you're with now that guy, or was this another
guy?
You
know, I realize that I totally gave you the wrong date of when I talked to you. It was
That's
actually
okay.
1996, and it was a different guy.
Okay, fair enough. I just, no problem. I promise I will not hold your foot to the fire on that. I remember thinking, I wonder if it was the same guy. Okay, now let me back myself up. Debbie had called me before. She liked the advice. So that was good. She went on with her life. This was a high school sweetheart that they had both married other people. They both got divorced. They'd run into each other again. They are now married. He probably didn't have quite enough time, which is going to be part of the issue, but it's done, so there's no sense worrying about that part. So she is now happily married to him, except for two factors. One is that her mother-in-law is still involved with her husband's ex. How long were they actually married, Deb?
They were married for maybe 12 years, and they were together for a year prior to that. So they were together,
okay.
And she was part of the family for 13 years.
Okay. And they have, and you mentioned a stepson who was about 8, so presumably that's grandma, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And understand that that's going to be part of the factor, right? That she figures that she has to walk a very fine line. First of all, she may actually like
right.
the woman.
Right.
Second of all, she's got a grandson, and basically she's not going to run afoul of her son because that's her
right.
son. But running
right.
afoul of her grandchild's mother, especially with a young child, means that you're going to have a whole lot less access, if any, to the grandchild. So that's probably part of her motivation, and we can talk about how to deal with that if you want it in a moment. But you're saying that at some point your husband, where I left you was, okay, tomorrow when we start again, tell me what your husband said in defense of his ex that made you really unhappy.
And I can do that, but I talked to my husband, and we actually listened to the podcast of you and I talking yesterday. He and I did yesterday. And we talked for many hours last night to try to figure out what the root of everything is with me.
Good, good.
And I said that I feel like my life is consumed by her. I feel like I'm surrounded by her everywhere, even though I don't see her. Between this, my stepson and my mother-in-law, and then periodically he'll chime in, my husband will chime in. And I'm really stuck on this. I never agreed to have your ex consume my life. I never committed to that. That's not what. But of course, life is what it is, and it moves wherever it moves.
Well, listen, but you know, I got it. It's interesting because that is exactly the point I really wanted to get you to, which is
yeah.
is this more about her or is this more about you? Because if it's about her, we're going to have a whole lot less wiggle room. If it's about
Correct.
You, we have. Not only the entire
right.
3 hours, we have the entire universe. So what is
right.
it about her, other than I understand that you've now got a stepson that you adore?
Yeah.
How often do you actually deal with, let's start with just the easy part, with your mother-in-law? How often do you talk with her or see her?
I would say we talk every couple of weeks and we see each other every month or two.
Okay. So the answer is not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot.
Okay, so if we look at that, if for just a moment, think about the ex as a friend of your mother-in-law's.
Yes.
Who badmouthed you at the wedding? You know, who said, "Wow, Debbie's really put on a little weight," or something of that sort that you happened
right.
over here. All right. What you would probably do is think, "Yeah." I mean, look, it's her friend. I really don't have much to do with it. And I really don't necessarily want to be involved in a bridge club with her. playing Mahjong. But, you know, who cares? I mean, she's just, it was not a very nice comment, and she even meant it as positive because she has an anorexic daughter. Who knows? But that, it really doesn't have very much to do with me, as long as my mother-in-law doesn't try and get us together. And hopefully your mother-in-law, one of two things is true. Either your mother-in-law is smart enough not to do that, or if your mother-in-law does it, what you can do is very calmly say, you know what, I get that she is the mother of your grandson, and I think she's done a great job with Jimmy. So I got to give her kudos for that. But she and I do not share at this moment in our history a common thread except for Jake. And, you know, it's a little uncomfortable for me because I'm the newcomer. It's probably a little uncomfortable for her because I'm the newcomer. So how about if we agreed that you are absolutely entitled to have her as a friend and me as a friend, but you don't need to necessarily bring us together. And we don't necessarily, you don't necessarily need to tell me what's going on in her life or her what's going on in my life. And if we can do that, you know, I may have been a little cranky about it in the past. I may not have been my most grown-up self, but I'm willing to, you know, understand that there's a whole lot of reason for you to like her and be with her, but I just don't need to be reminded of it. And I think you can do it in that tone. And I think your mother-in-law will, because you're not making her defensive, you're not saying, I can't believe you're choosing her over me, or I can't believe you're you're just very gently explaining, the two of you don't really have, there's not a natural affinity here, that you're respectful of her because she's done such a great job with the kid, and she's presumably taught your husband all sorts of cool things because he's a better husband now than he would have been 15 years ago.
For sure.
And just view her as kind of the training school for your stepson and the training academy for your stepson and your husband, that you've benefited really from her presence in their life. You just don't need to be reminded of it. And if you can think of it that way and explain it to your mother-in-law that way, my guess is that that will stop. And if your mother-in-law gets in the habit of saying, oh, well, Cheryl, she'll stop herself. You don't even have to do anything. And you can afford to be the incredibly charming, gracious second wife who just smiles fondly and is appreciative of the fact that your mother-in-law is now sensitized. All right. And that should neutralize her to a very large extent. And you've come out of that smelling like the proverbial, not only rose, but bouquet of roses. All right. Because you're giving her credit. And in your own head, your stomach should have just relaxed by about, you know, 300 pounds of tense weight. Because you are the beneficiary of, she broke your husband in, she got through the nasty teething stages and the toilet training. You got two males who are paper trained because of her. Let me put you on hold and we'll deal with a little more complicated issue of your husband. All right, hang on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to do exactly that. And if you have something on your mind that you could use a little help about, all you have to do is give me a call. 855-993-7569. We're talking with Deb, who is a second wife. And, I mean, let's face it, Deb, one of the issues is, because you know, the year after a divorce is chaos. Because you go between feeling like no one will ever love you to you couldn't believe you married that idiot to, I mean, it's just so you can see why a year of just going through the calendar, going through your birthday and Halloween and Christmas and New Year's Eve by yourself doesn't mean you have to be on house arrest, but without being involved in a serious relationship is just a healing time so that you can find your sea legs again. And given the fact that he didn't have that he was still married when the two of you got back together, it's going to be, so he's going to have, he's going to be a little rockier than you are. But presumably you're not, how long have you guys been married at this moment?
A year and a half.
Okay, and presumably you don't want to say, all right, look, let's separate for a year, and you get over her, and I mean, it's just, it's unless you're to the point where it's that or dissolve the marriage, which doesn't sound to me that you are, you're just being a little frazzled about this. But but let's look at you before we look at him, because we can negotiate with him pretty easily. What you can say is, you know, make your deal. Anytime I mention... Yeah, well, I mean, all you have to do is say, if you mention her at all, you don't have to badmouth her, but you don't have to mention her. If either of us mentions either of our exes, ask, give the other one $20 on the spot. And that will make both of you stop. You got it. And you'll have, he'll do exactly the same thing. But both of you will start carrying around $20 bills, and it gets very expensive. And so you break the habit without being nagged. And it works beautifully, I promise. Okay, but let's look at what about her rings your chimes. Do you think he's still in love with her?
Definitely not.
Okay. Do you think he likes her better than you?
Definitely not.
Okay. So what is it about her that makes you view her as a rival?
Okay. And this is all came out sort of in a discussion that he and I had last night. And I knew it, but basically it's when I'm with my stepson, I wrote this list because he said, he asked, why do you hate her so much other than what she did to me and my son during the divorce and before the divorce? And I said, every time I'm with my stepson, I'm constantly seeing and feeling all the things the ex is doing to hurt my stepson, keeping in mind that my life's work has been as a clinical social worker in public schools in the ghetto in Philadelphia for 15 years.
Okay.
So, you know, I've got this child protection thing that's ingrained in me.
Okay.
And I also didn't mention this, but I've had a panic. I've been diagnosed with panic disorder, NOS, for 24 years, and I've been treated for it for the past 15.
Okay.
So, okay.
All right.
So,
all right. I got it. Let me ask you a couple questions. Okay.
Yes.
Was there any abuse in your family? Were you abused at all as a child?
I was by my mother. Not severe. I mean, nothing like some people. But I would say yes.
Okay. I would say yes too. And it doesn't, I mean, you know, the nice thing about our lives is we don't really have to get involved in competitive misery. It doesn't have to be, you know, who's had the worst time. But this may be something, and I don't know whether you've ever dealt with it, but there's nothing like a child that you feel. I mean, think about it, you've made it literally your life's work, right?
Mm-hmm.
For it to be your professional life's work, God bless. For it to be your personal burden to carry around, not such a great idea, because it's costing you too much. And understand, at some point, it will damage your relationship, believe it or not, with your stepson, whom you clearly adore. So let me try a couple things on you. First of all, because at some point, I mean, he loves his mom. And that's the real problem about child, you know, child abuse on any level. And to a certain extent, I would probably argue that even the best of us with the best intentions are abusive to our child at some point, because we're going to tell them no when they don't want to hear no, or we're going to, not, I mean, you know, we're not going to be there at the exact moment they need us. I mean, it's almost impossible. I don't know what a perfect parent would be. I really don't.
Right.
I mean, look, that's what keeps people like me in business, is they change the rules about every 10 or 15 years, which means everybody gets caught. That there's, at some point, you're going to let your kid down because you're on the phone or they're in school or you didn't believe when they had a stomach ache and they went to school and threw up all over the teacher. I mean, there's going to be something that all of us do, not because we're bad people, but because parenting is a complicated issue and we've got another person on the other end of it. And whenever you're dealing with two personalities, you're going to have some issues.
Right.
And when you get love and genetics involved, okay, so let's just face on some level, all of us are going to be viewed as imperfect. Okay. So what you need to do, I would suggest two things. First of all, that it may not be a terrible investment of time and some money to go and do a little bit of issue about parenting and child protection and specifically your issues. You'll have a better relationship with your mom. You'll have a better relationship with authority figures. you'll be better with your client caseload. I mean, it'll open up some things that have been shut down. Okay, number one.
Right.
Number two, I want to try one other theory with you, and then let's talk about what specifically your husband said. You mentioned in the phone call to me yesterday that one of the things you really wanted to do was to have a child. And
yes.
You are completely blessed because you have this wonderful kid in your life.
Yes.
Let me suggest on some level, remembering underneath all this, I'm still a clinical psychologist, that there's a part of you that is jealous of this child's mom that you do view as a rival because that's her biological child and not yours. And it's a perfectly normal feeling. It's perfectly understandable. It's just deadly. And so, you know, I think it wasn't accidental, although it may not have been conscious, when I said at the beginning or at the end of last segment, just before we took a break here today, that this woman paper trained the two men that you care most about. She also gave birth to one of them. And I think there's always going to be that issue between women who have biological children and women who don't. A certain amount of, let's just envy. I mean, and it's not that everybody wants to have a child, but it's different to not be able to have a child than not want to have a child, to have the choice.
Right.
And I think that is as old as probably not only human history, it's probably as old as simian history. It's probably as old as DNA, as the first little organism that crawled out of the mud. And if we can understand that about ourselves, then we have many more behavioral options. If we don't, we're going to bump into it all of the time. And we're not even going to know that we're bumping into it. And we're going to do things that, in retrospect, kind of like your discussion with your husband last night, you just think, I don't know. This isn't me. How could this happen? So the two things I would really like you to take away from this conversation, other than how to deal with your mother-in-law and how to get $20, you know, how to change that pattern that you and your ex have, is to find a therapist and deal with your childhood issues. But at the same time with that therapist, deal with the issues of not having a biological child. Because, again, in the same way that I think talking about your issues as a child and feeling helpless and hopeless will make you a better stepmom. It'll make you a better wife in this particular case. It'll make you a better daughter-in-law. It'll make you a better caseworker. But understanding that issue, that kind of unspoken issue of bottom line is that will always be her son and my stepson will allow you to breathe, will allow you to have more options that I think you're going to like a lot better than keep bumping into that and being really repelled by it. Because, look, you're clearly a smart, caring woman. And to think, geez, you know, what is this? If you can deal with it, if you can acknowledge it, we can't solve a problem until we know what the problem is. And I think that part of what you got to, because you're clearly a smart woman, you do this essentially for a living. And to bang up against something and just say, I don't know, means that there's something there that is just unpalatable. And it is unpalatable, but it's not death-defying. It's not anything. We're not responsible for our feelings. We're only responsible for our behavior. And the feelings are both predictable, understandable, and somewhat treacherous. So if you can understand that you're not the only one, there's nothing wrong with you for feeling that way, but acknowledging it means you're going to have a whole lot more choice in terms of how you behave.
Okay.
I'll put you on hold. I hear. Hang on. I'll put you on hold. I'll give you as much time as you need. Hang on for me. I'll put you on hold. Faith will get to you as well. Have faith. No, I'll be there in a moment. With Debbie first and then Faith. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We've been talking with Debbie about some real, an uncomfortable thing in basically a new marriage that has, you know, a little bit of a bump in it, but what, you know, what relationship doesn't? So, Deb, you obviously had some other things that you wanted to share, so go ahead.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. There's just one more thing that will hopefully help me get unstuck if I talk to you about it.
Sure.
So in my conversation with my husband last night. He said, so there is immense potential slipping away from my son that we see weekly, and it is related to things that are being done in his mother's house.
Can you give me an example of, first of all, of both things, that number one, the issue of what you see him pulling away, and number two, what you think the cause of it is?
Academic and progress in overcoming his learning disability, his obesity, and the family history of diabetes, severe family history. She's not feeding him properly at all. I mean, he's 30 pounds overweight. He's 4'7" and he weighs 107 pounds. And he's 8. And there is.
All right, let me help you with that right now, okay? Yeah. How often do you have the kid?
Every Thursday and every other weekend.
Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to scout around today, and the Joslin Clinic is the one that I know the best just because I lived in Boston for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But scout around, and I'm sure there's one in Philadelphia. There's one every place of a mm-hmm. cooking sort of class and sort of, I mean, for healthy eating. And if you start with Joslin Clinic or something like that, because they specifically deal with diabetes, they can give you a resource. Because, look, 8-year-olds, mom has them maybe for breakfast, maybe for dinner, and all the stuff in between, the kid eats whatever he's going to eat. And this is a kid who, I mean, and it's easy, again, to blame mom, and I'm not saying that she's a great cook or not a great cook, I don't know, but he's, and the older he gets, the more he's going to determine what his menu is. So instead of trying to change her, what you can do is change his eating patterns by the three of you taking a cooking course for 3 weekends in a row or something about healthy eating. And he goes shopping with you, and he helps make the recipes. So then he can take the recipes to mom, and instead of saying, mom, you can try this, which he can do, he can also do some of the cooking. He can say, mom, this is what I want to eat. And as you know, well, maybe, I don't know if you're brothers and sisters. I grew up with gobs of them.
Yes.
And kids eat what they want to eat and don't eat what they want to eat and will sneak what they want to eat. And there are very few kids these days who don't have access to all sorts of junk food. So what we need to do is focus not only for the short term, which is a much more beneficial way. An 8-year-old going to his mom and saying, mom, I want to eat healthier. You know, I don't want to lose my leg, is much more powerful than either you or your ex saying, or you or your husband saying, look, you're not feeding him well, you know, you're doing too many junk food, you know, you need to stop feeding him pizza.
Well, we don't talk to her about our concerns, but
he's going to know, and he's going to play you guys off against each other. So, but helping him, because he's going to be a teenager before the two of you know it, and then an adult, and learning to eat well now, and it becomes fun and enjoyable, and he gets to be a chef, and it may be his life work. So it's a much more profitable way of doing it, and it's something that he'll look forward to. It's not going to feel like he's getting caught between two different worlds of what they think is best for him. It'll work really well. All right, so in terms of the schoolwork, I don't know what that's about. It may be just because he's heavy and kids are teasing him at school.
She doesn't do any homework with him. When we get him, all of it's left to us on our one night with him.
Well, so you could, you can get him in study hall again. He's going to be the cue, the clue to this, because he's going to be the key. If he decides he wants to do his homework, I mean, look, any kid with his Reeboks, given a choice between homework and TV, is going to watch TV. If you decide to start bribing him for better grades, or ask him what grades he thinks he can make and what he would like as a reward, he'll be self-motivated. I mean, he's not 3 years old. And if he's like most only children, he's bright and manipulative. And he could do better if he wanted to. So instead of making her the bad guy, and again, she may be a mediocre parent, she may be a great parent, she may be a terrible parent, all of that's irrelevant. He's the issue. And he's going to be much more influenced by, give him, show him the way to do well, as opposed to getting attention for, and I mean, look, if he's a chubby little kid at 8 years old, he's going to get teased about it. And if he gets teased about it, school's not going to be much fun for him. If school's not much fun for him, he's probably not going to do very well in school. So let's turn this around for him. And instead of telling him what he should be doing, asking him, you know, would you like to take a cooking course about Chinese food or French food? And would you, you know, and if he can start planning the menus and going grocery shopping with you and being a chef, and I mean, it'll change everything. Right. Yeah, the point of this whole thing is, you will lose big. Everybody loses big time. You do. He does. Your husband does. And the person by making her the enemy, she's not. And she may be terrific or terrible or most likely something in between. She's not where you have the primary access. The kid is, and you can help the situation as well as the kid by focusing on how to make him a better person and leaving her out of the equation completely. Because, look, the things you love about him are also attributable to her.
Right. Yes. Okay,
listen.
that's what I needed to hear.
All right, listen, two things. All right, you know how to deal with your mother-in-law, which is having take her out for a mani-pedi or tea or a glass of wine or something, explaining to her that, you know, that you owe this, the Madam X, the you know, a debt of gratitude, and but you don't need to be reminded of it. And your husband, $20 when either of you mention anybody, you know, negatively or positively from your previous life. With the kid, cooking courses and rewards, you know, bribery for especially with school starting now, what grades he thinks he can make, and if he does better than that, what he wants a reward, what he wants for achieving that. And for you, go talk with somebody about your childhood. And your fact that you don't have a biological child, and your world will change.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank
really
you for calling,
it.
And thank you for calling back. You're most welcome. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Faith, my darling, I was going to say hi to you and see what we're going to be talking about, but you hear the music, which means you get to start off the next hour. I'll give you the whole hour if you want. It'll be the Faith and Joy hour. All right, hang on for me. Back to you in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.